Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
For those of you that are worried, worry no more. McDonald's is bringing back the Double Big Mac. Yay! So it's coming back on the 24th of January, 2024. It's going to be back in the U.S. after initial launches in Canada and Great Britain. Originally scheduled for a U.S. release in 2020. That's what I thought. I thought we had talked about this this huge comeback of the Double Big Mac. But it was delayed, of course, thanks to COVID. So the sandwich, featuring four beef patties, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and special sauce. Why, you know, of course they say, well, we're catering to the large beef burger customer. Yeah, I would say so. McDonald's aims to address an unmet customer need for larger, high-quality burgers at an affordable price. Is it affordable? Because we have not disclosed how much it's going to cost us. But that's what they say. At an affordable price as part of its global expansion strategy. Yay! So be prepared to order your Double Big Mac at McDonald's later this month. Welcome! Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Oh, no. Oh, no.
You know, I'm not even going to let you introduce me because I'm pissed at you. You just started this stupid podcast with a dumbass story about McDonald's, knowing that you have a in-house McDonald's, you know, do-boy that can give you dates, prices, can give you all that, but you decided to just give yourself...
Well, you were in the other room. Okay. All right, the Double Big Mac.
Double Big Mac is coming
to McDonald's. Back, yeah, end back. Of this month, or at least it's, you know, the after the initial launches in Canada and Great Britain.
Yes.
Has it already been launched in Canada and Great Britain?
It already been launched in Canada and Great Britain.
Yes. And it said that it's going to be addressing an unmet customer need.
Very need of double meats.
For larger, high-quality burgers.
It is high-quality.
At an affordable price.
Affordable price.
What is the affordable price?
$8.59.
Is that true?
It will be true.
$8.59.
Think about it. A regular Big Mac is $5.
Yeah.
So you add another slice of meat, which is $1.59 per meat. Because
ooh. Yeah, I mean, you're getting four beef patties. Not to mention the lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and special sauce.
Which, by the way, man. So if McDonald's works in equations, a quarter pounder, which is one quarter.
Yeah, that's how that works. That's why it's called a quarter pounder. Right?
The meat for the cheeseburger and the Big Macs are the same, which is 1/16.
Okay.
So if you put...
Don't even start doing math.
If you put... four of those, that is 4/16 of meat. You do the calculation and the math.
Yeah, go ahead, do that. Do the calculation and the math.
You know, that
carry
gets,
the one.
Carry the, you have to carry
yeah,
the
you
one.
You have to carry the one.
You have to carry the one. But then, you know, you go.
So if we put the 18 minute together along with the 7 minute together, you got 22 minutes. You sell it with 8 minutes of ads, you got 30 minutes.
I mean, that's a fact. I'm using my own bit, to discuss the McDonald's Double Big Mac. Okay. All right. Fine. $8.59. That does not seem like an affordable price, but I guess under the guise of McDonald's claiming that it is part of their high-quality burgers addressing an unmet customer need, $8 $8, almost $9 for the double Big Mac. Well worth it, I would say. Well worth it. Now, where I was headed before I was so rudely interrupted, I've always wanted a Guinness book, a world record. Always wanted to hold a record. And there are several, you know, on my list that I'm going to hold. However, we do have some sad news, according to Guinness. The world's oldest dog ever has now lost its title. I know. I'm sad, too. So they're reviewing the honor, because they put both the titles for oldest dog living and oldest dog ever. We're temporarily pausing that just until our findings are in place. Oh, okay. Well, what seems to be the problem? Because I thought the oldest dog was that dog down in Portugal. That was said to have been 30 years and 268 days when it was named the world's oldest by Guinness World Records. That was last year. And then in October of last year, they decided that that dog died. And that was 31 years and 163 days. Now, however, doubts have been raised over whether he really was the oldest canine ever. Despite his birth apparently being confirmed by the Portuguese government's pet database, and I'm sure that we can trust the Portuguese government's pet database and the National Union of Veterinarians, love them. There's a picture with his award, with the dog. So it's Bobby, or Bobby, B-O-B-I, was a purebred, a breed of livestock guardian dog with the average life expectancy of 12 to 14 years. But skeptics have said, hey, the photos that you have of Bobby Bobby in his youth would show him with white paws when they were brown in his later years. So I guess that means it was a different dog. So they're withdrawing the title until the investigation is completed. So we shall see. We'll also see where the rocket ship, the astro-robotic rocket ship, the Peregrine spacecraft, where that lands on Earth, if it lands at all. They now said, remember, they took off and they had an anomaly with the propellant leak. And so they tried to maneuver it so that the solar panels could work, and they tried to get it going. And they said in the original story, yeah, we're just trying to maneuver it. It's going to go, and it's just floating in space. And they didn't say anything about where it was going to end up. Everyone just assumed, you know what happens when we assume that it was just going to take off and, you know, fly into space. Nope. The new data from JPL Horizons, yeah, it's looking like it's going to return home. And it's going to probably, I don't know, impact Earth over the Great Barrier Reef on the 18th of January, 2024, which is, I don't know, tomorrow. For those of you listening live, today is the 17th of January, 2024. But we still don't know. We're hoping that it burns up. Just amazing. I mean, it had quite a payload on it, right? It had 14 commercial payloads, including small rovers, a larger rover, and another one named Andy, which I'm not sure. That came from Carnegie Mellon University. I'm not sure what Andy was going to do. I guess there was going to wander around the moon, too. But the other payloads on it included a library in microprint on nickel. Okay. It had space burial companies, Asylum and Celestis, paid Astrobotic to carry the human remains, which obviously the Navajo Nation were against that altogether. So now it's just going to burn up in space, and it just gone away. Now, we think it's going to be over there, but we're not really sure, and it may burn up over there. Some parts may end up not burning up coming through the atmosphere, but we just don't know. Interesting.
You know, I was driving, listening to this podcast live, and I was I'm a longtime subscriber to this podcast, first time caller. But I was trying to find the feed.
Go to the phone.
I was trying to find the feed to watch you live, as you just said live that you're live. I, as an old listener and first time caller, I want to make sure that the new listeners and the future callers, how do I get to watch you live in this feed, please? Can you please elaborate just a tiny more on that? Because I don't want to miss any of Chewing the Fat live on TV.
Or
YouTube.
You should subscribe to Chewing the Fat on any platform that
is available. I already did that, but I'm trying to find the feed with the cameras.
You should follow me on X at JeffyJFR.
I already do that part too.
You should follow me on Facebook and Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio.
And I follow you on Cameo, so stop peddling
that's not
that
free,
one.
By the it's way. Not that's free, not free. You have to pay for that.
Trust me, and I pay for Jeffy it every JFR. Month.
And thank you. And you also can follow me on my YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So which one? There. Which one is the feed
across
to
the
watch
platforms.
You live?
It's right there.
As you just
all you
said.
Have to, just right there.
Oh, on the left side?
It's just
bottom
right
left
there.
Or
if
bottom
you,
right?
If you can't find it, man, that is on you. But it's right there. I don't know why. It's not that hard. It is not that hard. Earlier this week on Pat Gray Unleashed, I heard Pat talking about his email that he got from Jimmy Kimmel. And he was all happy about doing Jimmy Kimmel, and they were going to pay him money, and he couldn't believe that it wasn't a scam. Well, it is a scam. I'm not quite sure what they get out of it. But, I mean, it doesn't count. I get emails all the time from different shows. Some pay, some don't. It doesn't count the ones that want to advertise on my Facebook page for thousands of dollars or the overseas banker that has an account that wants me to claim and hold the millions of dollars for a certain percentage once it's cleared. Doesn't count that. My last one was from Joe Rogan Management and from a Jeff Sussman. That one doesn't offer me any money. It wants me to be part of their podcast segments. And it gives me a couple of slots available times, but it didn't offer me any money. So then I went back into my emails and I found I stopped in November of last year, right? And I got one from that started out with, "Hey, mate," and they have an online event. This one is going to pay me $2,000 USD for each episode. Max 1 hour podcast. Okay. Then the next one is going to offer me compensation of $3,000 for my participation in the podcast episode. And it gives me a couple of slots, the same slots that the other emails have. So I don't know if they're up against each other, but this was to podcast and chill with Mac G. So that's good. That's good. The other online event is still. Oh, that's Chill and Mac G too. So there's two. Okay, so Chill and Mac G here offer me $2,000 USD, and this second one with Chill with Mac G is $3,000. It's not USD though, but it's $3,000 with a dollar insignia behind it. And then there's this one that I got back in the very first part of November of 2023. "Hi, I'm a beauty influencer and YouTuber." All right. And they want to invite me on their live session to discuss my knowledge and incredible experiences, which, I mean, when you think of beauty influencer and YouTuber, you think of me, Jeff Fisher, right here on Chewing the Fat. Now, they have a live session on Facebook about nature, beauty, and photography. That's wonderful. And they want me to be a part of it. It'll take more than a half an hour, but it's a paid live session. We'll pay you $2,500 insignia USD and would be incredibly honored if I joined them. So I'm not quite, I can't figure out what the scam is unless I have not replied to these yet. So I've got to reply to one of them. I have a feeling that it's the reply that then they have access to my email. They have access to my accounts. There's no links to anything, just a reply to the email. And so let's take a look at the Joe Rogan one. While I'm not opposed to being on the Joe Rogan podcast, I don't know that Jeff Sussman from Joe Rogan Management, and I love this is the headline. I hope this letter finds you well. I am Jeff Sussman from Joe Rogan Management, period. Joe Rogan is a very famous comedian, actor, and podcaster from the U.S., period. We would love to invite you to take part in our upcoming podcast session on Facebook. Okay, so, man, Joe Rogan on Facebook is huge, right? Never mind that $100 million deal on Spotify. Joe Rogan joining him on Facebook would be huge. So I'm not real sure how they're getting you, but I'm not replying to that. I am not replying to that. Although, I mean, who couldn't use the money? All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. This past December, drug shortages hit a record high, and this has been causing severe disruptions in medical treatments. There are delays, treatment cancellations, and the unfortunate rationing of vital medications. Even drugs as important as the antibiotic amoxicillin are in short supply right now, along with 294 others. Doctors are even saying they've been forced to make impossible choices, including choosing which patients will be prioritized to receive potentially curative therapy. This is why you need the Jace case. It's a personalized emergency kit that contains 5 essential antibiotics that treat the most common and deadly bacterial infections. And Jace is continually working to expand their medication offerings. They've even added ivermectin and as an option in the Jace case. So not only are you able to get the 5 essential antibiotics and the possibility to have ivermectin to your Jace case, you can buy a gift card for your family or loved ones so that they can get a Jace case of their own and personalize it to their needs. Everyone should be empowered to care for themselves. Yeah, that's a thought. You should be empowered to care for themselves and your loved ones during anything unexpected. Get your Jace case today. Go to jacemedical.com today. Enter the code Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y, at checkout for the discount on your order. Promo code Jeffy at jasemedical.com. jacemedical.com. Offer code Jeffy for the discount on your order at the end of the deal. jacemedical.com. So while we could all use the money from whatever email that you receive, no one won the Mega Millions last night. So $236 million is the jackpot, $113.6 million cash payout. That new drawing will be on Friday the 19th. And then we have the Powerball tonight, which is only $102 million. I mean, it's almost worth playing now at $102 million, $50.5 million cash payout. That drawing is tonight. So good luck. Or, you know, if that doesn't happen for you, you know, you can reply to the emails. And if you've got extra money, whether you replied to an email or you won the lotto, tomorrow there's an auction called Julian's Unstoppable Signature Styles of Iconic Women in Fashion Auction. It's going to take place tomorrow, as I said, and includes dresses that were worn by Audrey Hepburn, Princess Diana, and you can also get the Carrie Bradshaw ballet dancer dress. well, that she that's in the open of the show, Sex and the City, which the lady that was the fashion Dingleberry on the show, she bought it at a thrift store for like $5. So, man, you can spend some money on that. I think the bidding begins on most of it for about $2,000. And then, you know, good luck getting it for that. I'm sure that the Carrie Bradshaw dress will be worth a lot more than $2,000. But be sure to log on to the auction and see what you can get. See what you can get, because, man, there is nothing like owning a dress by Audrey Hepburn. Am I right? Yeah, you know I am. And that tutu dress that Carrie wore was just awesome, and it made her just look so pretty. And it was just such a great show. You know what I'm saying? I think you do. I was forced to watch that show, by the way. So, don't look at me like that. I was forced to watch it. And, you know, the characters grow on you. There's no doubt about that. You know, yesterday we talked about how well the ratings did on Peacock for the NFL. They, you know, had 23 million. And I talked about the Emmys. And we talked about Elton getting his EGOT at the Emmys. And it was the most diverse Emmys of all time. But they hadn't released the numbers yet for the show. And we knew it was up against the NFL. And it was up against Iowa, the caucuses. And so we finally got the numbers. According to this, the audience hovered around 4.3 million people. Now, it says in the stories, all the stories are trying to make it seem like it was okay. Ratings were the lowest in 2 years. Really? And the lowest in 2 years? Yeah, you know, since the award shows back in 2022. Okay. What were those numbers? Well, back in 2022... they were a record low point of 5.9 million viewers. So this is a record, 4.3 million. I mean, a ghost town watching the Emmys. This is, I told you they need to stop doing these award shows, man. Just do them online, release everything on X or Instagram or, nobody uses Facebook or Threads, but Instagram or an X. And just release it all there. And, you know, you can stream. If you want to have an award show and get together and grab each other's butts for the night, go ahead and stream it on YouTube and post all the winners on social media and be done with it, right? But, I mean, nobody is watching the Emmys, especially, I mean, holy cow. You're up against the Iowa caucuses, which maybe lost you some numbers. But for sure, the NFL. I mean, that Monday night, we had the postponed game in the afternoon leading into the Monday night game. The NFL just said, yeah, you know what? We're going to go ahead and take over that day. That's ours. I mean, that's what they did to the NBA at Christmas, too. Roger Goodell said, yeah, you know, you guys always, you know, had NBA games on Christmas. And you can go ahead and continue to have them on Christmas. But we're going to go ahead and take the day and play some NFL games too. So, you know, don't worry about any numbers on Christmas because the day now belongs to us. So the NFL has Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Saturdays during the playoffs, and they'll take any other day that they want to. Whatever day Christmas falls on, we're taking that. And I'm really surprised that Prime did not fight for some of these playoff games, because Peacock had 23 million. Those numbers for Prime were like 11 or 12 million. They needed those playoff numbers. And these they need to hop sing on it. Jeff, call me. Email me, chewingthefatattheblaze.com. And we'll get it worked out for you, I promise. Who died today? Who died today? Well, we have the president of Hertha Berlin, Kay Bernstein. He was a former Ultra fan who surprisingly just took over the presidency in 2022. He has died at the age of 43. Rest in peace. Okay. The club statement just said that, we've got terrible news that President Kay Bernstein had passed away at the age of 43. No cause of death listed. So it can't be that. Don't look at me like that. It can't be that. They would have said it in the story if it was that. I guess it could be an overdose. I guess it could be a suicide. But it most certainly couldn't be that. Otherwise, they would have said something. Kay Bernstein, dead at the age of 43. Then we have Quentin Thomas. Dead at the age of 27. It was not that. Well, they claim it was the flu. So it wasn't that for sure. All right? No, so stop looking at me like that. All right? Because that's the deal. They said it was the flu. I mean, it's a horrible story. He's a father. He's got kids. He started having trouble breathing. And then he got sick. He went to the hospital, began using a finger monitor to keep track of his blood oxygen levels. He noticed the oxygen levels were dropping, so he went to the hospital. And the hospital said, hey, you haven't received your flu shot. It's your flu shot. Here's some water. Here's some food. Go home and get some sleep. How about you get out of here? All right, quit bugging me. And then it continued to get worse. So he goes back to the hospital, and that's when they took the a little bit seriously. And they put him on a coma. I mean, they didn't put him on a coma, although you could make that case. They put him on a ventilator, and then he eventually went into a coma. And then he passed away. Now, that's unbelievable. Now, as the story goes, all right, very sad. Rest in peace, Quentin Thomas, 27. And, my gosh, condolences to your entire family and all your children. But they say in this story, so far, flu activity remains high. This flu season alone, 9,400 people have died. 9,400 people have died from the flu. There's been 150,000 hospitalizations and 14 million illnesses in the first week of January, according to the CDC. 13 flu-related deaths in children, bringing the total to 40 pediatric deaths so far this season alone. Holy cow. So if you start to feel bad and you get a cough and it hurts to breathe and you have your finger monitor for oxygen there, keep track of your blood oxygen levels, and it continues to be low, don't let the hospital kick you out when you go there, because that could be an issue. So rest in peace, Quentin Thomas, 27. I see where a federal judge blocked the JetBlue Airways from acquiring Spirit Airlines, ruling the $3.8 billion deal would have driven up fares for price conscious travelers and hurt competition. Spirit's everybody's stock prices were a little bit lower yesterday because this deal fell through. At trial, the U.S. Justice Department had argued the merger would have limited flight options as well as the Spirit effect, in which industry-wide price reductions of 17% on average are triggered when Spirit reduces fares on specific routes. Huh, isn't that interesting? A JetBlue-Spirit merger would have created the fifth largest airline in the U.S., giving the combined entity control of roughly 10% of the domestic market. The four largest carriers, United Airlines, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, and Southwest Airlines, control two-thirds of the U.S. market. Now, obviously, JetBlue and Spirit disagree with the ruling. So we're going to go ahead and I'll quote them we're going to assess our next step. So this might not be it. This may not be it. This will, you know, continue on. Then, you know, Kroger was going to buy Albertsons, the rival supermarket chain. And they said a couple days ago that it's going to take longer to close than expected. We've got some regulators prying into the deal. So now they have Washington State, who is now suing Kroger from buying rival grocer Albertsons for a $24.6 billion deal. So the state is suing to block the deal. Unbelievable. Then we have Synopsys. Love them. They're going to acquire graphics software maker Ansys. A-N-S-Y-S. $35 billion deal. And a Burger King owner, Restaurant Brands International, Inc., is going to buy the chain's largest U.S. franchisee for $1 billion. So they're going to be Big Burger King, going to be the king of Burger King. Just some of the business deals going on around the world. Oh, you know what tomorrow is, too? For those of you listening live, tomorrow. Now, you can get ready for this, and you can party, or you can get your outfit ready. Make sure you get your outfit down from the attic. Dust it off. Get it ready to go. Tomorrow is National Winnie the Pooh Day. Huh? I know. Pretty sweet. So nobody's going to look at you strange when you show up in your Winnie the Pooh outfit, okay? Because it's National Winnie the Pooh Day. So I know. I know. All right, when you see the ads for the drone car or the car with a flying drone, first of all, I don't think it's going to happen. But it's a car with a flying drone. It's like a helicopter in the car. The car itself looks, I don't know, similar to the Tesla truck, only it would be a Tesla minivan because it's got the roof up where the helicopter fits in, you know, the little drone. And then, you know, it's all done, their video of what it could be. Shows the helicopter getting pushed out and then the wings flying open and, you know, you get in it. Now, it's the XPeng Motors car, the Chinese company. It's a XPeng's modular vehicle designed for both flying and ground use. It's targeting the Chinese market, but you know, I'm sure they want to, you know, sell it here for about $140,000, you know, a million yuan. In China. So not only are you going to have your aircraft carrier and your aircraft, they're looking for deliveries late 2025. Yeah, you're not good. It's not going to happen. So you have to, they already say deep in the story, well, we've got to develop some more essential components. Never mind navigating airspace. What are we doing with that? Never mind consumers flying the helicopter that don't have any kind of flying at all in their history. They're just going to get in and take off. Okay. Yeah, just fly around. Just fly around in your little helicopter. I mean, I'm okay with it. I would. It doesn't appear that there's fat guy seating, but it might. It might, you know, I might be able to get in it and hover, you know, a few feet off the ground and take off. Probably just me, though. Be like a single me helicopter. It's not, the picture shows two person. Yeah, that's probably not happening. But the flying drone, I'm sorry, the car with the flying drone expected to start sales in 2025 in China. Good luck. Good luck. I mean, that's the same as the flying cars, right? I mean, they love to talk about it. It's just not going to happen. They've got a couple that they've developed that seem to be the possibility of it actually driving on the roadway and then converting, transforming into an airplane and taking off. But they're never going to allow that inside cities. We're already allowing all these drones to deliver stuff. And we've been over this. They're just never going to allow it. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to have, you know, Cousin Billy landing in your front yard. I just thought I'd pop in. That's not going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. What's that? Somebody hovering over the house? Oh, it's just Cousin Billy. He's flying in. Yeah, it is not going to happen. Thankfully, that's not going to happen. Okay, so we have some breaking news on King Charles, a little Royals news. No, I don't need the Royals music, although I probably should have it, but no. So King Charles is set to undergo a corrective procedure for an enlarged prostate next week. Now, Buckingham Palace has announced this news today and said the condition is benign. Adding that having an enlarged prostate is common with thousands of men each year. Yeah, it is common with common men, but this is the king. He doesn't have what's the same problems as common folk. He's the king. So he's going to take a short period of recuperation in order to recover and rest. A prostate enlargement is a common issue for men over the age of 50. The procedure is to help shrink the gland as it has grown bigger. I bet you Camilla does not want to help shrink the gland. Do you, Camilla? That's what I thought, but that's just me. That's just me. So apparently the diagnosis, the king wants everyone to get checked, and that's why he's telling you, the common folk, that he too suffers from the same enlarged prostate issues that you have. Thank you. But in this story, it talks about how Kate went under the knife too. I didn't realize that Kate had gone under the knife. She had some sort of surgery at a London clinic and an abdominal surgery. Is she going to be able to have more children with the prince, soon to be king? The surgery is said to be successful. She's going to remain in the hospital for 10 to 14 days? Holy cow, that's a serious surgery. She will not undertake any public engagements until Easter. Wow. That's a big surgery. So I wouldn't expect any more children from Kate. And if you think William was... This is just me talking here. If you think Williams was out taking care of a little business with the neighbor when Kate was unencumbered with surgery, as Kate recuperates from surgery, William is out taking care of business with a lot more people, man. Because if Kate is taking all this time to recover from abdominal surgery, she wants nothing to do with business. Okay. I hope the recovery process for all involved is well. But there's a quick Royals update here on Chewing the Fat. I will say, everybody freaking out about Optimus, the Tesla robot. I saw a video not too long ago about how it's improving its routines and movements, and it can sort objects now. It has its neural network is trained fully end-to-end. Okay. But then there's the latest video of it folding laundry. Thank you. Thank you. It's about time. This is what we've been waiting for. I need the robot. I've been saying it. As soon as I can get the robot that comes in and cleans the house and does the dishes and does the laundry, then now we're talking about the robot I want. We're here. If it's going to start folding laundry, it's got to know how to put them in the washer, take them out of the dryer, fold them, hang them up, put them where I want them. Get the bathrooms clean, get the dishes clean, and then it can go stand in the corner over there. And I'll hey, whatever I decide to name you, I'm not calling it Optimus. There's only one Optimus, and that's Optimus Prime. Okay. I know Elon likes to think he's got Optimus Prime, but no, he doesn't. So I'll name it some other name, like Diesel or Robot, something like that. Just maybe just Robot. Hey, R. But that's what I want. That's what I want. I want the robot wife, you know, that takes care of that stuff. That is awesome. Thank you, Elon. Thank you. All right, I got to get out of here. Hey, you know, one more thing. Am I the only one? Am I the only one? And I know it's just me, but am I the only one that every time I see a mattress on the top of a car and I think, all right, prostitutes doing DoorDash now. That's good stuff. Am I the only one? Okay, I am. All right.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.